Naturally, then, the monastery became a fortress, and the cross was taken to London, along with Llywelyn's crown. The lords called themselves Princes of Wales. Fine, from 1301, they will be the most English of the English. The first son of the king, the heir to the throne, the emperor in waiting. But the most titanic of all the visible signs of the English Empire were its castles, a granite ring of fortresses, stretching from Builth to Hope, most of them supplied from the sea, depriving the Welsh of any hope of liberation. For the Welsh of Snowdonia, the great stone fortresses in their midst were what one of them called the magnificent badges of our subjection.